You are listening to the Bugcast, episode 642.
Podcast is recorded in front of a live chat room audience.
Lily Wolf, Duck Duck Goose. How many stitches does it take?
I lie on my bed, wrapped and padded in white. See the monitor pulse in the glow of the light. Now the room is disintegrating.
I'm a doctor, defibrillate, sir, I'ma shock ya. Drugs in a needle, pull the bottom, flip the top up, and he will rock ya. How many kisses does it take for me to make your earthquake? Got your heart broken, now you up in emergency. Uh-huh. Need Shane Moe to perform the surgery.
La, da, da, da.
Step one, I'ma put my glove on and keep my hand steady.
La, da, da, da.
Step two, count down from 100 in a moment, we'll be ready.
La,
ready. Got you all stitched up by the time you woke up. Uh-huh. Is you still thinking about your other man? No, sir. Uh-huh. I'ma put that thing on you, have your ass doped up. Watch.
Stitches does it take to
Shane Moe, how many stitches does it take?
And that rather boppy start, not even boppy, upbeat, happy, fun start. That was Lily Wolf with Stitches featuring Shane Moe. Thank you to him for saying his name at the end, and I don't have to worry about how to pronounce it. From Brooklyn in New York, Lily Wolf is a Brooklyn-based trio that plays catchy, sometimes dark synth pop. They've got polished, energetic sound, and they draw comparisons to various people, including Lorde. Their songs have been featured in soundtracks for things such as Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Won't hold that against them.
Oh, you're on fire today.
And many other things. Love their music, don't get the show. And you can find out more by checking out lilywolf.com.
Excellent stuff. Good start. And you, not your kind of traditional Rocky Tricker. Tricker, what am I talking about? Rocky Kicker is what I meant. And I'll also change your typo so that they're actually not showing from Brooklyn in New York.
I didn't get mixed up with my typo, I'll have you know.
Your typo was there. It said Brooklyn.
But it didn't regender my chorf.
It did not regender your chorf. You're absolutely right. So welcome one and all. This is the Bugcast episode 642. Thank you very much indeed for joining us. On tonight's show, we have our usual mix of 8 rather phenomenal pieces of Creative Commons music and probably some stuff to talk about as we go. You know how this works. You've been listening long enough. If you haven't, well, that's your fault, not mine.
Where have you been?
Exactly. We have now a welcome return to the show for the band Filthy Kicks. It's been about 5 years since we played a track of theirs. This is Beauty and the Beats.
Let the melody
Spend time finding new music and chat? Take two bottles into the shower? Not me. I just want to hear new music and go. So I download the podcasts of The Bugcast, Waffle and Go. Independent and Creative Commons music and award-winning hosts in one show. The Bugcast, Waffle and Go leaves my ears fully satisfied and entertained. New music and chat? Not me. Now I just waffle and go. Independent new music and complete waffle in one. The Bugcast, Waffle and Go. Available at any time at thebugcast.org.
I didn't hardly know her.
That track certainly lived up to its name. That was Gum with Weird Dream.
That was weird.
That was a weird ending as well.
Well, weird.
From Oklahoma in Ohio, we played their track Fly Me to the Ocean back on show
487.
They are a loud melodic band. Their music is brimming with graceful pop melodies married to jagged inventive guitars, bringing to mind Interpol, Smith Westerns or Television. They released their first self-titled LP back in 2014, which was called Oddly Beautiful. And you can find out more by checking them out on Facebook at facebook.com/thebandgum.
Fantastic. And before that, you heard Filthy Kicks with their track Beauty and the Beats. Now, I was actually listening to old episodes of a podcast that I was once involved in. And I heard another track by this band, one that we have played before, but I'll be repeating as the opening tracks for next week's show. So that's something to look forward to. We have played their tracks Break the Addiction on show 368 back in December of 2015 and Crave on show 186. Did I say? Oh, I've got my numbers wrong, haven't I? Doesn't matter. Crave on show 186 back in November of 2011. Now, this track, which we've never played before, was taken from Filthy Kicks' 2009 and thus far only album, Dirty Little Secret, which is still available for free download from their website. Now, incidentally, even though the band doesn't seem to be a thing anymore, their violinist, Violetta Vici, is still active and producing music. And she has worked with a number of well-known artists and produced soundtrack and incidental music for TV and film. If you go to her website, which is violettavici.com, then you'll see full details of exactly what she's been involved in her career, basically. But if, like I say, if you want to get a hold of a copy of Dirty Little Secret, then filthykicks.co.uk is the address to go and get that. And Filthy Kicks are from London, here in the UK.
Excellent.
Right, let's have a quick look in our chat room and see who is listening to us live right now over at thebugcast.org and in our Telegram group at thebugcast.org/telegram.
Oh, blimey, they're a loud lot tonight. They've been chatting away while I've been looking away. So, there is Yannick, there is Fat Freddy, there is Lainey, there is Chris from Canada, there is me, there is you.
Yes. And that's it. There's nobody else in IRC that I can see. Certainly no one that's spoken. Yeah, thank you very much indeed, all of you, for joining us. So, I reckon we should crack on with some more music and then we'll do a little bit of an update, which seems to be a thing now, one of our regular things.
Yeah.
Do a little project update after the next pair of songs. This is Pat Berry with Desolation.
Thank you. Mummy?
Yes, dear?
Mummy, I've just seen a whippet.
Yes, dear?
And a man with a flat cap.
Yes, dear?
Mummy?
Yes, dear?
We're in the north, aren't we?
Yes, dear.
Oh, God, that means that David and Caroline from the Bugcast are here as well, doesn't it?
Yes, dear.
Oh my eyes, steady, it's sinking, and then I hear, oh my heart, oh my heart. Well, it's barely beating, slowly repeating how I just don't. You, I don't care. And if I dream of you here with me, will I still be all by myself? Oh, my love. Oh,
was Lights from Space with Oh My, and that always makes me think of George Takei from Seattle in Washington.
Think of Dorothy.
We played their track Jamaican back on show 496. They are treading their own path with refreshingly sharp rock and roll pop music. Their unique sounds and melodies seamlessly blend influences from just about every era, including the Beatles, Buddy Holly, Nirvana, The Strokes, and many, many more. You can find out more by checking out facebook.com/lightsfromspace.
Hiccups, dear.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, you heard Pat Berry with his track Desolation. He is a guitarist, singer and songwriter from Czechia. Weeping blues guitar, dreamy voice and a wide dynamic range. We played his track Her on episode 638, 4 weeks ago. And this is another track taken from his 2018 debut album, Between the Hills. Find out more over at facebook.com/Pat Berry. And that's Pat with two T's, P-A-T-T, Berry.
Mm.
Righty-ho, Caroline, why don't you tell us what you have been up to in the last week?
Well, I have still been doing my logos and doing two challenges. I have kept up every day this week. Really enjoying it. I've done some quite cool ones. And I am currently working on one for somebody over on IRC, which will all become clear once that person's happy with it.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Excellent.
This week, though, I have improved because I was doing everything in Photoshop. I've branched out into Illustrator now, which is a very different way of doing things. But once you get it, it's all right. I've done one today, which is two letters, L and C for laser cut. But actually, because I've made it so exact, if you change it, the rotation, you can do different. So it's L and C. If you change it one way, it looks like a Y. If you change it another way, it looks like a H with a fancy top bit. And if you change it another way, it looks like J7. But what I did was I made it the letters, and they were quite blocky because it's for laser cutting. Although you would have been interested in it because it was for a company who do laser cutting, but with water jets. And it is a thing. I looked it up online.
So cutting with water?
Yes.
Okay. With some form of abrasive or?
Yes, it's water jets and a certain type of abrasive that are done at three times the speed of sound to create the cuts.
That's a lot of pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, interesting. Cool. And are you in a position to give a teaser on your next project, or is that kind of...
Which bit?
Your project with two other people.
Oh, no, I think that's early days yet.
Right, okay, that's fine.
That me, Lainey and Chris from Canada have been chatting, and we will explore more when we're ready.
Excellent. Well, keep an eye for that one in a future episode. So my update then is I've been cracking on with the Napo Pomo series that I've been doing for November. I have released episode 27 earlier on today, so I am up to date. I did have a few little blips earlier this week where I didn't produce an episode in a given day, so I made that up by doing two episodes the following day. Unfortunately, I did that twice, so I've had quite a bit of catching up to do, but I'm back up to date now, which I'm quite pleased about. And there are only three more episodes to go. So by the time we get to next week, there will be no more Napo Pomo episodes to do. However, I am also working on something at the moment, which means it will probably see me being involved with yet another podcast, one that used to exist, went on hiatus, and is now hopefully coming back. So I will give you more details on that at a later date as well. So lots going on here at Bugcast Towers. Most of we can't tell you. So yes, we will keep you up to date with that. Okay. Right, more music then. This is, I was going to just about to say a welcome return for, but actually technically it's not. This is the Tangerine Club with On Her Way.
Walking by regret. Friday nights, 9:30pm UK time at thebookcast.org. Baby!
Walking down the street alone, I see this kid, he's on his own, and it reminds me of when I was young. Now the summer's drawing in, the nights are darkening again, and I can feel myself slipping out of touch. So, oh, won't you walk with me? I need some good company through the trees. Let's take it slow. Just give some time. Let myself know that when I come out the other side, I'll see. These days, the city life, the endless maze, which blinds us from what's real and true to you. Tell me all about your life, your treasured moments, love and strife. I'd sit and listen to you all night long. So, oh, won't you?
That was Scott Lloyd with Different Eyes. He's actually from Middlesbrough in the UK.
Yeah.
He's got a website, scottlloydmusic.co.uk. He's an English songer and singwriter. He's an English singer and songwriter.
It's catching.
In his younger years, he was influenced by his father's passion for music, which eventually led into him teaching himself the acoustic guitar. He's inspired by various people such as Lennon McCartney, Bob Dylan, Simon Garfunkel and Bruce Springsteen. He graduated from Manchester Metropolitan University and moved to the city and self-released a string of EPs. He's known for his melodic and lyrical qualities and a combination of Neil Young's emotional and personal lyricism and the Beatles' catchy and flowing melodies. And I'm pretty sure he will feature again.
Definitely. You said Josh Woodward.
It reminded me of Josh Woodward.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely. And before that, you heard The Tangerine Club with their track On Her Way. The Tangerine Club is an independent singer-songwriter, indie pop duo based in Brazil, formed by Cynthia Preach and Axel Antunes.
Ah, I recognise that name.
Yeah. They've been Twitch partners since 2020. The band live streams on Twitch 5 days a week for a worldwide audience, presenting original songs and versions in an always intuitive approach. On Her Way is a song about independence and freedom, about following your own path no matter what happens along the way. That track was taken from their 2020 debut album, Old Fabric, and you can find out more over at facebook.com/thetangerineclubofficial. Now, if you have been following Axel Antunes on Facebook, his official page, you are now already following the Tangerine Club official because he's just rebranded his own page to the new duo. So I went to the page and suddenly realised I was following and I couldn't work out why. But Facebook have a nifty little feature where you can find out the name changes that a page has been through. So in case you've been subscribed to something that you thought was something specific and then someone's come along and then changed it to something else that's, you know, nefarious or whatever. But yeah, I love their music. I think their style is really nice, and it's something that, although it's slightly different from the music that Axel Antunes was producing by himself, the dynamic of it is really good. So I will definitely be playing more music from that album in the future.
Like we need an excuse.
Exactly so. Right, we do have one more track to play, which I will play for you in a bit, by another band that's changed their name. Interesting. So next week, the Bugcast episode 643 will be broadcast live in the Bugcast chat room at thebugcast.org/live on Friday, the 4th of December. Christmas is coming, people.
Oh, yes.
At 9:30 p.m. UK time. Another call out for the Listener's Choice, episode 650, which will be happening on the... Oh, I've not put it in the notes. What an absolute silly billy. It's the 20-something of January. If you give me 2 seconds, I will find it. But it's your chance to choose the favourite songs that you've heard us play since episode 603. Once you've decided what those song or songs may be, head along to thebugcast.org/choice and you can put your selections in the form that is there. 22nd of January 2021 is when episode 650 will be recorded. So, yep, you've got plenty of time. You've got, what's that, eight and a bit weeks. No, 7 and a bit weeks to put your suggestions through. So we'd love to see what you've liked over the last year. So go to thebugcast.org/choice and put your selections in there.
Do it now.
And I'm just going to go find out if anybody has. So if you want to get in contact with us, you can send us an email. Our address is feedback@thebugcast.org. And of course, you can always reach out to us on social media. We have a Facebook account, facebook.com/thebugcast. And we're also on Twitter @thebugcast as well. As I type this, there have been no submissions so far to the Listener's Choice. So who's going to be first?
Ooh.
Right. Yeah. we'll do a special call out for the person that puts their suggestion in first. Yeah. And we'll give you a prize, which will be, I don't know, 2 call-outs. Anyway, last track time. This is a track from a band called Iris Bevy. I-R-I-S-B-E-V-Y. And they were previously known as the Ping Pong Club, that we have played a good few tracks from. They're based out of Bandung in Indonesia. The track we're going to play you features the vocals of Imiri Kanu, who is a Japanese indie solo artist. The track Endeavour, synonymously defined as an attempt to achieve a certain goal. This tells the story of the band's journey of love and hope, as well as the endeavour of moving forward regardless of the loss and transformation they need to face. Initiated by similar feelings they share, the band decided to involve Imiri Kanu to sing in her own language as a featured artist, Speakman. By doing so, the band wants to show the world that mutual feelings and hope as human beings can be shared without any regional boundaries, especially during the global pandemic. They don't actually have a website at the moment. Their old website for the Ping Pong Club has actually disappeared. So for the time being, we're going to link you to their Jamendo profile, where they've got a good number of tracks in there for you to listen to. So we shall leave you with Iris Bevy and their track Endeavour, featuring Imiri Kanu. And we'll catch you next week.
See ya.
Bye.
Bugcast is streamed live at the Bugcast chat room every Friday at 9:30 p.m. UK time. Join hosts Dave and Caroline, along with the other listeners, in the live chat room to join in the fun.
Shut up!
You've been listening to a member of the Other Side Podcast Network. Find out more about our shows at otherside.network.